Panarin scores go-ahead goal as Rangers rally in the third period for 5-2 victory over Ducks. Anaheim, California. The two most consistent parts of the New York Rangers came up big during the third period of Sunday night's, January 21, win over the Anaheim Ducks. Artemi Panarin scored the tie-breaking goal with less than 6 minutes to go in the third period as the Rangers scored four times in the final 20 minutes for a 5-2 victory. Panarin's slap shot from the left face-off circle after a cross-ice pass from Adam Fox was his 28th goal of the season, tied for fourth in the NHL, and gave him points in 6 of his last 8 games. It also was New York's 41st goal on the power play, tied for third most in the league. It is also second with a 28.7% success rate. The Rangers rallied for their 7th third-period comeback win of the season after trailing 2-1 at second intermission. Only Calgary, Colorado and Detroit have more with 8 apiece. "We worked tonight, the win was hard," Rangers coach Peter Laviolette said. "As the game moved on, we were having a hard time climbing back into it, so the fact that we just stuck with it I thought was a really great job by the guys." Chris Kreider and Vincent Trocheck each had a goal and an assist for the Rangers, who had dropped 6 of their last 8 coming into the game. Will Kyle and Jimmy Vesey also scored and Igor Shesterkin made 16 saves. Adam Henrique scored twice in the first period to give Anaheim a 2-0 lead, and Troy Terry and Leo Carlson each had 2 assists. Lucas Dostal made 29 saves as the Ducks lost for the 5th time in their last 6 overall and 6th straight at home. Trocheck got the Rangers to 2-1 with a power play goal at with 2:02 left in the second period. Fox dumped the puck into the offensive zone, Kreider got the bounce off the boards behind the net and made a nice pass to Trocheck, who put in a wrist shot for his 15th of the season. Trocheck has 16 points in the last 14 games, second most on the Rangers since December 27. Mason McTavish appeared to give the Ducks a 2-goal advantage again at 5:18 of the third, but it was disallowed after the Rangers successfully challenged that it was offside. "I thought there was some energy at the end of the second for us, carried it on to the third and then they came at us after they disallowed the goal," Anaheim coach Greg Cronin said. "They had a couple of sustained shifts and we kind of never found our footing after that." Kyle tied the score at 10:10 of the third and snapped an 11-game goal drought with a redirect of Jacob Trouba's shot from near the blue line. Panarin then put the Rangers on top with 5:37 left with their second power play goal of the game. "I think our power play, it's easy to, you have such a high percentage, that you go out there and you almost expect to score," Fox, who had 2 assists, said about the power play. "Obviously, you don't score every time you go out, but you want to make an impact on the game." Kreider put in his own deflection with 3:53 remaining and Vesey sealed it with an empty netter with 36 seconds to go. The Rangers, coming off a 2-1 loss at Los Angeles on Saturday night, improved to 8-0-0 in the second half of back-to-back games this season. Henrique scored 51 seconds into the game when he went top shelf with a backhand that beat Shesterkin on his glove side. It was the third time this season the Ducks have scored in the game's opening minute, second most in the NHL. Henrique made it 2-0 with 4:23 left in the first when he got the loose puck just outside the crease and jammed it past defenseman Ryan Lindgren and Shesterkin. Up next, Rangers conclude their 4-game road trip at San Jose on Tuesday night. Ducks host Buffalo on Tuesday night. By Joe Reedy.